Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted on tonight that I have God, my family, and my friends, and my newcomers, and my co-host, and all of you who have tuned in to listen to the AlfredaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com. I have a very special segment planned for you on tonight, and we are going to touch on the fact of God specializes. What does God specialize in? God specializes in everything. And so we're going to look at the path in order to continue to believe that God specializes in everything. But first of all, we want to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And we're looking at this particular psalm in a new perspective because we're looking at the contemporary English version rather than the King James. And it says, God's love never fails. Praise the Lord, He is good. God's love never fails. Praise the God of all gods. God's love never fails. Praise the Lord of lords. God's love never fails. Only God works great miracles. God's love never fails. With wisdom He made the sky. God's love never fails. The Lord stretched out the earth over the ocean. God's love never fails. He made the bright lights in the sky. God's love never fails. He lets the sun rule each day. God's love never fails. He lets the moon and stars rule each night. God's love never fails. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of His holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day, Lord. We thank You for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and You started us on our way. We thank You for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We thank You, Heavenly Father, and we bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would You crown each and every person from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord, because You are the great physician, and You know each and everything that each person needs, Heavenly Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus, if it be Thy will, would You grant whatever it is that they need in order to supersede their healings, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would You bless those who are all over this land and country, Heavenly Father. Bless the citizens, bless our families, Heavenly Father. Bless those who oversee our children, Heavenly Father. Bless those who are in different facets of life as far as overseeing the country, Heavenly Father. Just bless each and every person, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask, would You bless this particular ministry in a particular way, Heavenly Father. Bless something to be said or done that would edify and magnify who You are. We ask, Heavenly Father, now as we relinquish this prayer, would You crown the top of this head, from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, Heavenly Father, and would You help the words to come out of my mouth to be those words that You have given unto us, Heavenly Father, so that we can become better people for You. Lord, we thank You for the opportunity. We thank You for the doors that are going to open, Heavenly Father. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for divine recoveries. We thank You for healing. We thank You for special prayers. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for patience. We thank You for being humble, Heavenly Father. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for just blessing us in every aspect of our lives, Lord. We submit our ears unto You, our eyes, our mouth, Heavenly Father, our hands, our feet, Lord. And we ask that we be used in a mighty way. We thank You for the platforms that You've already set up for us, Lord, and the platforms that we've had the opportunity to speak on, Heavenly Father. We thank You, Heavenly Father, and we ask that You give the increase, Lord, the increase in wisdom and understanding and knowledge, Heavenly Father. And we ask, Heavenly Father, with everything that we put our minds to and our eyes to and our hands to, would You bless and liberate those things, Heavenly Father. We're praying for different organizations, Heavenly Father. We ask with you bless each and every person who comes out and goes in, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We know that you can do all things but fail, and we believe in your power when we believe in what you're going to do with this particular ministry and the word that you're going to give for the people. Now, Lord, we're getting ready to relinquish this prayer, but we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And we are going to look at the topic of God specializes. We're looking at God specializes. You notice that I didn't say Afrida specializes or Tammy specializes or Timmy specializes. I said God specializes. And when we talk about the word specialize, I know that you already know what it means, but I want to utilize it in a way in which each and every person who's on the line can understand it from a biblical sense. And the type of specialized that we are utilizing in this particular spiritual tone is to mention specifically to specialize or specify. And I want us to think in terms of science, first of all. We have a long-term memory and we have a short-term memory. And God specializes in our lives in that God does not forget who we are. He does not forget what we need. And he does not forget specifically who we are, because we're his children and he made us. It's just like your parents know who you are, even if you're a twin or a triplet. Your parents may call you by the wrong name, but God never does. God does not make any mistakes. So when we use the word specialize, God specializes in the spiritual tone. We're talking about something that is specific. God says that he has something specific for our lives. There are actually 232 people on this line. And I don't know the 232 people, because it's nothing but numbers. But God knows each and every one of us. He knows everything about us since we are on the line. That's why God is called the one who specializes. He knows us specifically. I can look at a person and I can tell some things about that person, but God knows specific things because he specializes in those things. And so as we wrap our minds around the phrase God specializes, I want you to think about your life. There is no one who knows more about your life than you. There is no one who knows more about my life than me. And God wanted this to be something encouraging because he is getting ready to do some great things. God says that as we begin to move past the scientific phase and structure of this spirituality, he says, let's go into mathematical concepts. When we talk about the specialization of God, God says that there are things which happens to be numerators and denominators in our lives. I don't want you to think that this is something that's going to be complicated, because I'm going to explain it unto you as the Lord has given it unto me. A numerator, God says in the spiritual sense, is a number that is on top. But God says that this is a person. Then he says the denominator is at the bottom. And the denominator, he wants us to put ourselves. God says that during this time, when we look at our numerator, okay, when we look at our numerator, we must understand that this particular person is significant unto us. I'm sure that if I asked you who is a significant person, you would put someone close, and I'm guilty of that as well, someone close to us, such as my mother, such as my family. I will put that person at the top. But I serve notice today that God says that he is the numerator, and we are the denominators. And when we look at the structure of putting God first as the numerator in our lives, he says no matter how much we are broken down, no matter how much we go through a process, no matter how much we continue to change, God says he remains the same. So when we look at the numerator, we are looking at counting all of the blessings that God has given unto us. And so God says that he is the one who can make us whole. He says because what happens is that we put people as the numerator, and we are the denominator automatically. And as those numbers, whatever numbers we put, he says things begin to change. He says sometimes we get into the negative numbers. God talks about the storms of life. He says, but when we put God as the numerator in our lives, he says he remains the same. When we are broken, he says he remains the same. He is able to be that numerator in order to help us in that right early. So God says that he specializes, he says, in the mathematical sense of being able to keep us as a whole, being able to keep us in the storms when we're broken down, being able to keep us when we fall. He says, because when we look at the numerator and denominator, it changes into a fraction, and usually many times it's a lower fraction, and God says that's the lowness within our lives. And so God says that because he remains the same and he never changes, there's no metamorphosis within this, God says that he is able to keep us. That's why we wonder, how in the world did I make it through that storm? God says because he was the numerator. He says it wasn't, he said, yeah, you had close people and you had people praying for you and things of that nature, but God says that because he was the numerator, God never changes. He doesn't change his mind. God does not change. He is always looking out for us. He's always looking out for the best interests of our lives. And so he says that he specializes in the brokenness. He specializes in those who are going through storms. He says because why? He created the storm. And God says he takes us through those things in order to make us stronger. He says so when we put this numerator, which is Jesus Christ, to the denominator after a storm, he says that number cannot help but to become a great solid number. Why? Because it's stronger. God says the value goes up because we're putting more trust in God. And when we put more trust in God, God says the value increases. And so we have more good days than bad days. And so God specializes in that. He specializes in putting us back together again. He talks about, because we have some kids on here, Humpty Dumpty. I always use this example. He sat on a wall and Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Couldn't be put back together again. And all those king horsemen and all the king's men tried to put him back together again, and they couldn't, but God can. So that's why we need to have God as the denominator. Yes, we have close individuals. Keep God and your family very close. God says, but as far as the numerator, God should be the only numerator in our lives because he's unchanging. Now, when we have mixed fractions, that's something different. You can begin to add those close individuals, but a numerator and denominator, we're only going to have God because God is the only one who can put us back together again. Because God says things begin to change all around you, but God continues to uphold you because he never changes. He remains the same. So, number one, God specifically knows who we are. It doesn't matter if we look like somebody, if we have a twin, a triplet, or what have you. God knows specifically everything about us. Number two, we talked about the numerator. Always keep God in every equation and everything in our lives. Let's always keep God. Whatever we do, let's always keep God. That's how we continue to have that joy. I look forward to going to bed. I'm so happy. I look forward when my feet hit the floor and when I'm on my way. And when I make it to my destination, I'm happy because I don't take life for granted. And so you might as well be happy while you live on earth, right? All right, let's move on. So God specializes. We talked about that. Now let's look at it in a more psychological way. Let's look at it utilizing the psychology of life. Psychology of life, there are many different things that happen to us that makes us happy and makes us sad. We're going back to emotions. And because we deal with psychology so much on a daily basis and dealing with people, right, God says we have to be careful about the language that we speak over our own lives or the language that we speak over someone else's lives. Why? Because words have power, and God specializes in words. And so when we are, God says that when we are thinking, in our thinking, He says we should always think on the good things. What does that mean? That means that in every situation, God says there's some good in every situation, no matter what. Believe it or not, God says when you're going through the storm, and we're talking about a weather storm, like a real storm, and it's raining, well, you know at some point the sun is going to come out. He says when you're going through life storm, you know that that's not going to last always. You know that it's going to last and you have to go through it. But it's not going to last always. Eventually, God's going to give it an expiration date. And so God says the storm is going to have to move. And that's what God is saying today. He says, for all of your trouble, He says, for all of the storm that you've been through, He says He's given an expiration date. He says we are the ones who continuously think about the storms that He's already brought us out of. He says move forward, push forward, and do good. That's why He says in psychology, He says your mind has to be stable. He says you have to think on the good things of life. He says that you have to move forward. He says because everything has an expiration date, even our lives. And so when God says that our troubles, our mishaps, our shortcomings has an expiration date because trouble doesn't last always, believe it. God specializes in that. God says He can turn a storm into the sunshine. He says He can turn rain into dryness. He says He can turn a famine into being plentiful. If He changed the the fish, right? If He allowed the fish to feed 5,000 people, just think about what God can do in our lives. God specializes in things that's impossible. Okay? Let's go on. Let's look at Luke 18:27. We're still going on, but I need to encourage some people. 27. Jesus replied, "What is impossible with man is possible with God. There is nothing that's bigger than our Lord and Savior. There is no situation, there's no person, there's no storm that's bigger than God. God specializes. God says, I'm the one that made the person who's trying to give you a storm. He says, I'm the one that made the storm. He says, I'm the one that can say, peace be still. He says, because I specialize. He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He says, because I am God. He says, there is no one on earth who is bigger than I. God says, if He wanted to rain 100 days and 100 nights, all you have to do is speak the word. That's how big God is. God specializes. He says if He wants something that's dead to be alive, all He has to do is speak the word. If He wants your storm to be still, all He has to do is speak the word. If you want peace in your life, all you have to do is pray unto God and speak the word. God specializes. Let's talk a little bit about writing. When we talk about the specialization of God, God says, write the vision and make it plain. And when we talk about writing the vision and making it plain, when we pray unto God, God says, be very specific. Lord, I'm in a storm, and this storm is brewing. The wind is blowing. But I'm still happy in this storm because I can still see You, and You're standing right beside me in this storm. But, Lord, I'm ready to come out of this storm. And be very specific. What you going to do when you come out the storm? Than I've been before. See, you have to have a plan when you come out of the storm. God didn't bring us out of a storm in order
to just come out of the storm and not have a plan. God says, I have a plan for you, a plan that you shall, what, prosper. God never comes to condemn us. He comes to save us. He says, I wouldn't come and I wouldn't go through that storm with you if I didn't have something bigger and better and a plan for your life. And so God says, when you find yourself, he says, yeah, you've been in a storm. And I talked to my seven, those seven individuals, because God is getting ready to do some great things, and he's already doing some great things. He says, yeah, you're out, believe it or not, you're out of the storm. He says, now walk in God's will and God's plan. And those who are covered, the front and the back and the side and the middle, God says, continue to walk in the plan of God and continue to keep God as the numerator, because God specializes. He says, write your vision. And this is not bragging. This is, I'm telling you, because we're all looking for the best interests and we're all close on this particular ministry. I was in bed and I was meditating unto God, and I'm going to keep doing that because it works. But I was meditating unto God. And God said, what is it that you want? Period. And the first thing I'm thinking is, first of all, I'm just shocked. And God continues to say, it's going to be great. It's going to be okay. He says, but what is it that you want? And God already specializes. And that's between God and I, but God specializes, and God is able, if it's in his will, to do exceedingly and abundantly for you. Point to yourself. God specializes. Don't lose hope. Don't lose your joy. Don't lose your peace. We know that the devil is busy. We know that Satan tries to trap us and put snares. We know that. We know that things can turn very quickly, but I also know that God can turn it around for our good. We know that. We're not so naive that we don't know that the devil exists. But it goes back to this, and I'm going to say this, and we're going to get back on track as God is speaking. God says, when you dig a ditch, because he specializes, he knows if we're digging ditches. He said, you better dig too. He says, because you're going to fall. Not in just that one ditch that you dig for somebody, but you're going to fall in the other one as well. He says, because you're going to get a double fall. And this, he went on to say, depending on if he's called and anointed, he says it's going to be double. And so that's why it's very important for us to not dig ditches for people, because God specializes. He knows. He knows if we're digging a ditch for somebody. He knows when we don't treat somebody right. He knows when we're thinking negative about somebody. He knows all that. He knows our hearts. That's all God's worried about. He said, I know your heart. That's why some of us are saved from the storm, because the people don't know our heart, but God does. He says, I know your heart. He says, I know you. I specialize in you. I created you, so I know you better than you even know yourself. He says, I love you better than you love yourself. He said, yeah, a lot of people think they know you. He says, but I know your heart. That's why I'm going to save you from the storm. That's why I'm going to allow you to go through the storm, because I know you're strong enough to endure it, but you're going to be even stronger when you come out. Let's move on. So we're writing a vision. We're making God the numerator. God specifically knows who we are. We must be specific with God. Then God talks about the area of history. He said, historically, when we look back at the things that God has brought us through, and when we look at the place that God has brought us to, we should say amen. We should thank God and praise God. God says, I didn't bring you this far, Alfreda, to leave you. I didn't bring you this far, Mary, to just have you sitting here. I didn't bring you this far, Michael, for you to give up. I brought you this far because I specialize, and I know that when I bring you even further, that you would do more kingdom work for my people. God specializes. He says, we have to look historically back, not as the woman did, who turned to a pillar of salt. He said, but we must reflect back on the goodness of God, where he's brought us from, what he's brought us to. And recently I've been thanking God from where God brought me from to where he's brought me to and where he's going to bring me to. God says, I didn't bring you this far to leave you. I didn't bring you this far for you to drop your mantle. I didn't bring you this far for you to give up. He says, I brought you this far because I have a plan for you. He's talking to everybody. I have a plan for you. And I believe God, and I receive that. And we're going to keep moving in the name of Jesus. Nothing's going to stop us. God is the only one that's going to stop us. We're going to keep moving forward. Then God talks about the area of reading. He says, study. He said, yeah, you know the word. He said, you get on the ministry. And he's talking to all of us who's on the ministry. And you listen. He says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not be ashamed, but rightfully divided in the truth. He says, hide the word of God in your heart. God says, the word of God must be in your heart each and every day. We don't have to go around preaching the word of God. Now, Ephesians 3 and 4, it says, no. But when we study the word of God, we know how to deal with the world in a peaceful manner. Studying the word of God. And we know how to rebuke Satan. God said, that's how you got in the storm in the first place, when you didn't rebuke Satan. And so we have to continue to study and sit at the feet of God. And I'm not ashamed to say it. Every night I'm talking to God, because I want to stay as close to God as possible. And so it's very important. God says, study. Study. He says, read the word of God, in order to not only have a closer and much more personal relationship with God, but to hear the voice of God speak unto you, so that you may walk into the will of God. Then God wraps it up, and he says, he calls it living. He says, we all have fallen short of his glory. He says, we all. He didn't say two of us. He didn't say three of us. He said all. That includes everybody, the whole universe. And he says, no one is perfect but him. That's how God can judge us. That's how God can chastise us. And because he's God, he says, but throughout your living, you are to emulate who I am. And you are to be about your Father's, God's, business. You are to pray in season and out of season. You are to believe in the power of God. You are to believe that all things work together for the good to them who love the Lord. You should not worry about anything, but pray about everything. You should love your enemies as I have loved you. And you should rebuke Satan and follow me. Those are the instructions of God. Why? Because God specializes. He says, I know your heart and I know your mind. And I rescued, he's talking to the seven and he's talking to everybody on this line. He says, I rescued you out of your storm, whatever it was, because I knew your heart. And I knew your mind. And I didn't bring you this far to leave you. God says continue to move forward. He's showing me a gate. Continue to move forward. Continue to do good. Continue to be in the Word of God and continue to go higher and higher. But when you are elevated, you must look down in order to help others up. Whatever you can do to encourage, to uplift, to promote, to activate, in the name of Jesus. Because God specializes. Then God leaves this before we get to the last verse. God asks the question, and he continues to ask me this every single time I go to God. He said, what is it that you want? Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. And God goes on to say, it's not because you've been so good. It's not because you're so good. But it's because I have favored you, because I know your heart. And I know your mind. And he's talking to the seven, and he's talking to those who are covered front, back, and all around. And because of that, God says that he shall, he shall give the desires. He says, I will give you the desires of your heart according to my riches. He said, but you have to tell me what it is that you want. And I know what some of you are thinking. God already knows. Yes, he does. He says, but it's something about putting it in the atmosphere. And that's all we have to do, because God specializes. So don't become discouraged. Yeah, you was in a storm. Yeah, we all fall down, but guess what? We have to get back up. When you skate, and I keep saying this, you don't stay on the ground. You get up. When a storm of life comes, and Satan try to throw something at you, get up. There's no time to be down. There's no time to drop your mantles in your ministry. Keep going. Pray unto God. Ask for forgiveness and keep going. Because we all have fallen short. There's not one perfect person in this world. None. And then God gave me this verse. Ephesians, actually, is two verses. I want you to turn to Ephesians 3, 20 through 21. And it reads like this. Now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power, there's that word again, that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen and amen. And I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that God specializes in things that seems impossible. God specializes in more than what we could ever imagine. And it's only by the grace of God that we have made it this far. God wants us to continue to live for him and not live for the people. And what I mean by that is we have to listen to God more, because God's going to encourage us, God's going to help us, and God is going to keep us. I know that there have been many times where people have just wanted to throw in the towel. Here is my mantle, take the mantle. God says, for what? I specialize. He says, I'm the one that gave you that gift. How dare you, your gift that I've given, because it's priceless. When God gives you a gift, nobody can take that gift away from you. Nobody. Because it's from God. And that's why God says we should store up our treasures in heaven. Right? But when God anoints you, he anoints us and gives us a gift, we can't just drop the anointing. It doesn't work like that. God says once he's given us the anointing, we must function in that anointing that the Lord has given. Amen? Because why? God specializes in things that seems impossible. There is nothing impossible with God. All things are possible with God. Everything is possible with God. God never fails. God never grows weary. Everything is possible with God. And I want to talk to, as God is speaking, and before we get into our song and then I'll tell you a little bit about our Spanish class, but I want to talk to my seven. It's very important that you understand that God is going to always be with us. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And there are some times where we just have to sit at the feet of God and we have to listen to the voice of God. And there's nothing wrong with that, because God specializes. There are some things in life that seems impossible. There are some mountains that seems too hard to climb. But God says with me, he says, you may not even have to climb the mountain. He says, I may put you in an airplane and let you fly over the mountain. We never know what God is going to do. Say, Lord, I'm weak and I'm tired, and I came by myself. God said, that's why I have my prophets and my pastors to pray over you, the intercessories. He says, but God do want us to give him praise. And I told you that on yesterday with the Hallelujah song. And as a matter of fact, we're going to do that chant. And I just want you to think about God. And no, I am not a singer. But when God tells me to do something, I have to do it. Because it's for a reason. And God says that he wants us, as we're saying hallelujah, and you go ahead and sing hallelujah too, so you don't have to hear me sing it. But I'm on the radio. But when we sing it, seriously, we're ushering in the presence of God. God is already here. And with this hallelujah, I want us to begin thanking God right now. Thank God in advance for what he is going to do, what he's already done, that we have no clue of what he's doing. God says, I'm working it out in your favor. And I just trust and believe that God is not a man that he should lie. And I believe God. I trust God. I've always trusted God. I haven't just started trusting God. I've been walking with God a long time. And I'm going to do what God say do. And so at this particular time, we're just going to do this chant. And my voice is hurting right now, but I'm going to be obedient to God. And we're going to do this chant, hallelujah. And I just want you to begin to, don't ask God for nothing. This is a time where you just say, thank you, Lord, and say hallelujah. And we're just going to chant it a couple of times. We're not asking God for nothing, because God already knows our hearts. He already knows what we need. He already knows what storms we've been through. He already knows what was orchestrated. We don't need to tell God that. Right now, this is the time where we're telling God, thank you. So here we go. Y'all ready? Hallelujah. 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 So we chant that, and that's a personal time with God. We are on a whole different dimension because we're praising God. We're not asking God for anything because God already knows, and that's the auspice that we're going under. God already knows. He knows our hearts. He knows what we need, and God is going to do it. He's going to supply it, not because we're so good, not because we're so perfect, not because we deserve it, but because he knows our heart, and he says, you are my child. You belong to me. And he says, I didn't come to condemn. He says, I came to save. I came to forgive. I came in order so that you can utilize your anointing. I came so that you can pick up your mantle. I came to give you your joy back. That's the type of God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. So we learned that God specializes in what? In everything. Next, we're going to hear from Sister Maurette Clark. I just want to praise you. And then I'm going to tell you a little bit about our Spanish section. We're going to have a brief little introduction. We're going to really get started this week, but we're going to have a brief little introduction. And then after that, we're going to have announcements, and I'm going to bid you a good night. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. And, yes, I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. That was Sister Maurette Brown Clark. I just want to praise you. All right. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. We are going to embark, because this ministry is going to turn into something educational and spiritual, because this is the vision that God has given. You know that we have a tutoring section with our particular radio ministry, but this right here, we're going to learn some basic Spanish. And we're going to do this in about a month's worth of time. We're going to learn the basic Spanish. And as I was getting ready and planning for our particular lesson, what I found is that this particular lesson is very rapid. It means it's quick. And so what I want to do is I want to spiral a little bit. And I know that we have a lot of new beginners. And so what I want to do is I want to give you a week in advance notice. I want you to study. And I'm going to be every day on the ministry when I come on God's will, Monday through Friday, or I'm going to post it online. I'm going to have a little checks and balances. Have you been studying your words? But what I want to do today is, first of all, tell you that, yes, I'm your professor. I'm your leader I'm your coach for the basic Spanish course. At the end of this particular course, you will know at least some conversational Spanish. Now, I am still trying to figure out the curriculum that I'm going to need in order to begin teaching for the certification test, because I want to take the certification test for Spanish. I know a little bit of Spanish, but speaking Spanish, I need some extra practice. And so it's an honor for me to be able to be with you and all of you who are online in this particular section. And in our other class, our advanced class, but this right here is our just regular academic class, because we are brushing back up on Spanish. So what I'm going to do today, on the page on Love's Media and Event Coverage, what I did was I took a snapshot of the page that I'm looking at, and we're going to learn basic vocabulary. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to make me some flashcards, and I'm going to study these words for a week. When I come back on, when we come back on God's will, which will be next Sunday, we should know all of these words without looking at our cards. Okay? That's how we're going to start it, because I feel like that we need to know vocabulary and spelling before we try to articulate sentences. And it's going to take us about a week, because we have to perfect it. Okay? Not perfect it as in just be perfect, but we want to become a little familiar with it. You know, I don't want to just stick you in the water and say, okay, swim, and I don't give you a life jacket. All right? So what you're going to hear is I'm going to say the word, and I need you to echo. All right? And this is with integrity, because obviously I cannot hear each and every one of you repeat after me. But if you want to get better and if you want to learn Spanish, hold yourself accountable. This is an integrity thing. All right? Hola, buenos dias. Okay? The first word, el apellido. El apellido. That means last name. El. Skip a space. A-P-E-L-L-I-D-O. El apellido. Last name. La avenida. La avenida. Avenue. La avenida. L-A, skip a space, A-V-E-N-I-D-A. La avenida. Avenue. Buenas tardes. Buenas tardes. Good evening. Good afternoon. Buenas tardes. Good evening, good afternoon. Buenos dias, good morning. Buenos dias, good morning. La calle, La Calle Street. Qual means what. Qual means what or which. De nada. De nada. You're welcome. La dirección. La dirección. Address. Donde? Where? In or on. Gracias. Gracias. Thank you. Mi. Ma. Muchos gracias. Thank you very much. Muchos gracias. Thank you very much. Let's look at this first column. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to call out a word. And I'm going to look at this list, and we're not going to look at what it means, and we're going to see if we know what it means. So cover it up. Cover up the words. Okay. Muchos gracias. Muchos gracias. Write what you think it means. Muchos gracias. Think it means. De nada. De nada. Buenas tardes. Buenas tardes. La dirección. La dirección. Mi. El apellido. El apellido. El apellido. La calle. La calle. ¿Cuál? In. La avenida. Where do you say that? Buenos días. Buenos días. De nada. De nada. All right. Let's look. Excelente. All right. Now, I'm going to tell you a common mistake. La calle? No. La avenida? Some people put street, but that's la calle. La calle is street. Okay? Let's go over the words again. And we're just going to go over this block. We're not going to rush. And the reason why we're not going to rush is because we have more than a month to learn this, and we want to make sure that we are articulating the words right, because we're going to have, the next time, we're going to also have the little tape player going as well to make sure the pronunciation is correct. But we also want to look at the English words and put it in Spanish, and we're going to do that on the next session. And so we're not going to rush this, because we want to learn it, and we want it everybody to learn it correctly, okay? Let's go over it one more time. El apellido. El apellido. Last name. La avenida. La avenida. Avenue. Buenas tardes. Buenas tardes. Good afternoon. Good evening. Buenos días. Good morning. Buenos días. Good morning. La calle. La calle, street. ¿Cuál? What? ¿Cuál? What? De nada. You're welcome. De nada. You're welcome. La dirección. Address. La dirección. Address. ¿Dónde? Where? ¿Dónde? Where? In or on. Gracias. Thank you. Gracias. Thank you. Me. My. Muchos gracias. Thank you very much. Muchos gracias. Thank you very much. No. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much. So this is what I want you to do. On tomorrow, God's will, I want you to make some note cards with just these words. You have 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay? I want you to make 13 cards. One side should be Espanol, the other English. And when you have the cards, go over the words, and then in your home, utilize those words. We're only studying this first box because I have a lot of new beginners, and I'm trying to brush up and remember, and I want to make sure that the pronunciation and the spelling is correct. So we're only going to learn this first column. That's our only assignment. So all this week, let's perfect this first column. Then, for you advanced learners, if you want to move on to the second column, go ahead. You will be ahead of the game. But the second column, we're going to start on Sunday, God's will. But go ahead and move on, because it's not going to take us too long. But I want to make sure that we're able to have conversational Spanish. I'm going to tell you what, we're going to have conversation. We're going to be able to have conversational Spanish at least in 6 weeks. That's our goal, or before. And we want to use it in business, and we want to use it in an educational setting. Okay? So we're going to really work hard and practice, and we're going to add, I'm going to add some words to our collection. We're going to start a collection of note cards. And I'm going to just add some words that may not be prominent in the book yet, but I'm going to add some educational words or some business words that we need to know. Okay? So that was our first little introduction. That really wasn't a class. It was like a review. But we're going to get in depth, and we're going to have fun, and we're going to have different resources. I'm going to also come on Skype. The reason why I wasn't on Skype is because I'm trying to figure out how to hook Skype up with this particular radio station. But I'm also going to have visuals. I'm going to make PowerPoints and things of that nature, and I'm going to teach, and I'm going to instruct, and we're going to be going over this, and we're going to learn conversational Spanish. You know, I've been at this for a couple of years now, studying, and I haven't been faithful to studying, but we're going to do it on the radio. And when we do it on the radio, I know it'll get done because we have so many people who's on the radio, and everybody wants to learn Espanol. We're going to learn it, okay? Now, when you talk to the other classmates who are in the advanced course, do not become discouraged. Stay in your lane. Just watch what you're doing, because we're going to get there. Now, they're far advanced, but the secret is they're not adding these other things, educational words and business words. They're just going over the Espanol that's in the book. We're adding things. So we're going to get there. We're just going to get there a little slower because we're starting from point A. But they're just going, I mean, I guarantee you that they've probably covered 5 pages. But the race is not given to the swift. It's given to those who endure to the end. So these particular words, and it's on my Facebook page, feel free to copy them down, make note cards. And on Tomorrow God's Will, every time I get on the ministry to help me practice too, I'll go over these particular words. So if you didn't get them or you can't see them or whatever the problem is, I'll spell them out and make sure you have them on your note cards. Matter of fact, on Tomorrow God's Will, bring your note cards, all right? And we're going to make note cards. I'm going to make note cards while I'm online. That way, I'm going to spell the word out, I'm going to say it, and I'm going to tell you the English word. All right? Okay. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfreeLoveShow.com. We have a couple of announcements, then I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can go to AfreeToLoveShow.com. When you go there, you will see Love's Radio, and you can click on StelloGospelMusic.com, or you can click on AfreeToLoveShow.com. And I would love, love, love for you to be able to listen to this particular ministry. Also,
authors, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, 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 Facebook Afrida Love at AlFredaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. As I said before, I'm very flexible with times because I know the clientele that comes on the ministry. I know that you have shows. I know that you have writing to do. I know that you have a lot of things to do. And so I work around your schedule, and usually nighttime works best because that's the time in which everything starts to slow down a little bit. So if you want to be on the ministry, just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, or Facebook me, Afrida Love, and then you will be able to connect with me. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. When you pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Speaking of praying for others that you know and those you do not know, I do want to say that it's very important that we continue to pray one for another. I still see a lot of things going on in the world. And so just pray one for another and continue to stay close to God. Keep God as close as possible. Do not let God go. Be like that woman who says, Lord, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. And even when you bless me, I'm still not going to let you go. Hold on to God. Hold on as tight as you can, because we all need God. And so just hold on tight to God. In addition to that, make sure that you check out the website, AfridaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com, and even go to Afrida.hubpages, Afrida.hubpages.com. I'm going to submit some of my work to a particular show. I was invited to do so. So just please stay in touch with that and pray for me. Also, you know, if you have any artists, or if you're an artist, or if you're a producer or a writer or actress or educator or leader, and you know you want to come on the ministry, please be sure to do so. You know, just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Once again, I would love to have you on the ministry. So be sure to come on out. In addition to that, I just want you to know that there are many events coming up, gospel events. Be sure to support the gospel artists. I want you to know that we started our Spanish class, foreign language class, and we're going to be successful at that class, and we're going to do what we're supposed to do so that we can learn the language, which is very important, because we need to be able to speak other languages as well. You know, it's going to be fun learning other languages or brushing up on other languages. And so just be sure to look out for that. We have some great things coming up. Once again, as I said before, check out AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, Afrida.hubpages.com. Be sure to check out all that. And just know that God is good, and he's just worthy to be praised. I know that God specializes in things that seems impossible. God didn't bring you this far to leave you, and know that God didn't come to condemn, but God didn't come to condemn. God came in order so that he may save. So just continue to trust God and believe in God and know that God has your best interest in mind. And listen to God. And continue to listen to the HaveFreedomLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. And once again, if you want to be on the ministry, just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I want to leave this with you. I don't know what God wants me to say, but he's going to give me what to say to you in just a second. But I want you to know that God is smiling. And he's not smiling because we're so good or perfect. He's smiling because of our faith. in our belief in him. God is really looking at the heart. And God says that's why we were saved from the storm, because of our heart. He said we have a good heart. And when we look at the structure of God, no one has laid an eye on God. So we don't know how God looks. And God just illustrated, it doesn't matter how it looks. All you need to know is there is a God. All you need to know is that God makes a way out of no way. All we need to know is that God specializes. God says, don't get so caught up in how it looks. Get more caught up in what God can do. Amen? So, just trust God and believe in God and do the will of God, and God will take care of the rest. Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Please be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.